Supporters of former Vice President Mike Pence took a step toward entering the 2024 presidential campaign this week. The group formed a Pence-oriented super PAC called Committed to America and formally filed the organization. This is a signal that the former VP's official presidential announcement may soon be forthcoming. A SurveyMonkey poll pitting former Congresswoman, presidential candidate, and Fox News contributor Tulsi Gabbard against Hawaii Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono has already been scuttled. Ms. Gabbard says she is not associated with the poll and has no plans to run for the Senate. Three defeated Democratic U.S. House candidates announced during the week that they will all try again. In California, former federal prosecutor Will Rollins will make a second attempt at unseating veteran Congressman Ken Calvert in the Riverside County district that includes Palm Springs and Palm Desert. Michigan former local judge and prosecutor Carl Marlinga returns to take on freshman Representative John James from a 2022 race that was decided by less than a percentage point. In Texas, businesswoman Michelle Vallejo says she will mount a comeback attempt against freshman Republican Congresswoman Monica de la Cruz in a district anchored on the U.S.-Mexican border. Since this race was not particularly close, Democratic leaders may be searching for an alternative candidate. All three incumbents begin as early favorites for re-election. With support from former President Donald Trump, Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron won the state's Republican gubernatorial nomination last Tuesday. His victory margin was substantial, almost reaching 48% against 11 opponents. Former UN Ambassador Kelly Craft, despite receiving late endorsements from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Senator Ted Cruz, and Kentucky U.S. Representative James Comer, failed to even reach second place in the final standings. She overwhelmed Mr. Cameron with a 10-to-1 campaign spending advantage, but failed to even reach 20% of the vote. Mr. Cameron will now advance into the 2023 general election, where he faces popular Democratic Governor Andy Beshear. In mayor's races around the country, Jacksonville Democratic former news anchor Donna Deegan defeated Republican Chamber of Commerce CEO Daniel Davis in what the media deems an upset, even though Democrats outnumber Republicans in the northeast Florida city. In Colorado Springs, Nigerian immigrant Yemi Mobolade easily won the mayor's office. Mr. Mobolade, an independent, campaigned as the city's small business development director, emphasizing entrepreneurship and economic development. In Philadelphia, what looked to be a very close and hard-fought Democratic primary to replace term-limited Mayor James Kenney actually yielded a comfortable win for former City Councilwoman Sherelle Parker, who campaigned against the city's, quote, lawlessness, unquote, and for more law enforcement funding and an expanded police force. Ms. Parker now advances to the general election against former at-large City Councilman David O., who was unopposed in the Republican primary. In a 7-to-1 Democratic city, Ms. Parker is the clear favorite to win in November. This concludes our Politics and Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.